Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And I am very excited to introduce our guest today, but before I do that, I am going to do a small plug. We happen to have a year-round reading club called Page Turners. It's mostly geared toward adults, but teens and kids are welcome to participate as well. Each month, we'll give readers a challenge that they have to complete sometime during that month. Last month, it was to check out one of our digital materials, and this month, it is to go on a blind date with a book. So Kevin Troller happened to be our reader of the month for January after reading several books already, and he came in and is ready to report on his blind date with a book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So thanks for having me today. What a lot of fun this whole series is with Page Turners. Mm-hmm. So date night with a book. Come in and grab a book off of one of your displays. So in the library, I come. I know all of you. I figure, what a great idea. There's going to be great books to read. And I pick up book number one. Ooh, that's a little tawdry. Okay, I'll put that one down. I'll pick up another one, and I read the back of its cover. Ooh, so is that one. And I pick up another and another, and I realize these are all romance novels. And so I had to pick one, a couple on the front, enclosed in a tight grasp from Michelle Layton called The Wild Ones.
And what makes this even better is the display that you got it from is called Dude, Where's My Shirt? And it's all a bunch of shirtless guys on it.
Yes, the whole point of that one is to find a a book with a shirtless man on the front.
Well, I looked at him, and I don't even think that looked like me when I was 20. But well, he's certainly well put together, is he not?
Better. I think that's his job.
Oh, okay. Well, he's doing it well.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your first impressions of the book, and you do have a little information on the author, so maybe share a little bit of that.
I do. Michelle Layton is the author, and as she describes herself, she never had any serious job for any time at all. Mm-hmm. She kicks around from job to job, never holding on to anything, until she has a 7-year run in the IT field. She hated it every day, was plucking her eyeballs out.
Oh, no.
But then she becomes a nurse. Okay.
Okay.
Not really her thing to become a nurse, but in being a nurse, somehow she decided that her real calling was to write a book. She had never written a book before. So out comes tawdry book number one.
Oh, gosh.
And she realizes this is what I'm called to do.
Is,
I don't know if there's something about
the
hospitals and nurses that's what they did. But she's, I don't know, she's probably got 15 or 20 books that she's written. My guess is they're all about the same as this one.
Yeah.
Because she seems pretty good at it.
Yeah. When I went to the bookshelves to pull that one for you, I saw like what all the titles were like. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we did this to you.
Well, yeah. In fact, I was told maybe you don't want to read it. Someone that reads leadership and management and inspirational movies, maybe you're not the kind of guy that wants to read The Wild Ones. But I got to tell
you, it's just a different kind of leadership and management.
It is. They seem to manage each other very well. I mean, you could get right from the start where people like Cammy and Trick. I mean, if your name is Trick. Actually, it's Patrick, but she just calls him Trick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
And this book has got everything you need. It's got bars. It's got tequila shots. It's got horses. It's got ranches. It's got women. It's got men. Neither one of them wear shirts. And there's a lot of intrigue. And it seems like there was, like, sex on every other page. Probably wasn't. But it's, you know, if you're turning pages and the pages are smoking, that tells you something about the
mm-hmm,
book.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did your wife think about you reading this book?
Well, she didn't see me for 2 days. So, it was a rainy weekend, and I had my bottle of wine, and I had my book back there.
Curled up with some Cabernet.
Well, I don't know if I was curled up, but I was, yeah, I had some Cabernet, and I had the book, and she seemed like it was pretty harmless because she's used to seeing me back there reading.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't ask me what I was reading until I was done. And then I showed her the cover of the book, and she said, "You read that?" And that was probably her response.
One interesting thing you said before we got you on air was that the chapters of the book alternate between the woman's perspective and Trick's perspective. Do you think the author did a good job writing the guy's perspective?
Oh, that's really a great question because, yeah, there's 52 chapters, and every other chapter is Cammy Trick, Cammy Trick. So whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying is from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Did she capture Trick? I would have to say yes, because I would say as a man, given the emotions and his expression and what he was thinking, of course, men only think one way, but she seemed to capture that pretty well.
Okay, fair.
Maybe your husband helped her. I don't know.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. But that's nice to hear. You never really get a man's perspective on romance novels. It's not a common read for them.
No, but I think most men would actually like this because I will tell you, forget that it's a romance novel with a bunch of smut in it. It really is a life story. And I think everybody can relate to that person that absolutely swept you off your feet, that the mm-hmm. first time you saw them, that your heart really was dancing and you couldn't say the right words and all you were thinking about that person, and then that person, and then that person, what would be like if we were, and then we were, yeah. Yeah, there, right.
Yep, exactly. Is there anything in particular about the book that stood out to you other than the...
that stood out to me? Well, it's an interesting choice of words. When I was reading, what stood out to me?
Oh my gosh. And before we even came on air, Kevin was saying he was determined to make us both blush.
He did. And it's pretty easy with a book like this.
It is. What stood out to me about this book? I don't know. It's really a relatable book. I'm not from the country. I'm from the mm-hmm. city. I'm from Chicago. So a book that's kind of set on a ranch and horse racing and people that are up doing that and muscle car driving.
Oh, wow.
The only thing that I could really relate to was the bars and the drinks and some of that kind of stuff, the honky-tonk kind of lifestyle. Very different for me. But again, it's the story of two people meeting, falling in love, the ups and downs of all mm-hmm. that, the communication that doesn't always happen well. And so I'm thinking this, you're thinking that, but I never really come out and ask you. And so then we get off kilter for a little bit. And then we come back together at the end because we need that one last sex scene.
Of course. It's not a romance novel unless it ends happily.
Well, it seemed to. Yeah.
So what kind of readers would you recommend this book to?
Ooh, strippers, Chippendale dancers. I don't know. I think anyone who likes, you know, romance novels likes the interaction of men and women. Yeah. I'd say mostly women.
Yeah.
Probably.
That makes
not,
sense.
Not that men don't have these hearts that pitter-patter like y'all's do. We just don't express it.
You just don't read novels about it.
Not usually. No, we like to live it, not read it. But
that's fair.
I think there's a little trick in me. What do you think? You don't know me well enough.
I don't know trick well enough.
Really? Either one of us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say yes.
I can't make comparisons. Yeah. For everyone's information, Trick is probably like 6'5". I can't tell from the cover, but he's very tall, and I'm pretty sure he's probably a bodybuilder, so just imagine Kevin looks like that.
His real name is Patrick.
Patrick.
But we'll just call him Trick.
Because he's cool.
It's better than calling him Pat.
Yeah, I think Trick works better than Pat.
Patty. Yeah. Okay, so is there anything else that you'd like to cover about the book before we go ahead and move on to the game show portion?
No, I think let's jump right into the game show portion.
Okay, that's the most exciting part. We're going to put some sultry music in here.
Easy to find on YouTube Audio Library, by the way.
I believe you. And we're going to go ahead and jump into our rapid fire questions. Leslie, start us off.
So speaking of music, what kind of soundtrack would you play with this book?
Oh, God, what's kind of a seamy, sultry music? Maybe something by Prince and the Revolution.
I could see
a little Purple Rain may come to this, probably. Yeah, maybe. Or Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell. Yeah, I think one of those two.
Good.
Awesome.
It's a good variety. Okay, so you mentioned drinking a glass of wine. What kind of wine would you pair with this book?
Oh, I would pair. This is like a steak kind of book.
You know,
nice and meaty. So I would say a red, bold Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
1964.
Wow.
Overall, do you think the characters made good choices or bad choices?
Both. Yeah, I would say anytime that there's love involved and feelings involved, and yeah, there's good and bad choices, but you know, seriously, the book is one about you look at it and there isn't enough communications. And when you're early in that love, you don't ask any more than you need to, but you assume a lot about the person. You know how you're thinking. You're hoping they're thinking the same, but you don't want to ask them.
Yes.
So good and bad choices throughout the book. Yeah.
Okay. You never know with a romance novel, so I'm going to go ahead and ask, did this book have an antagonist?
Oh, yeah,
it did. Is there a bad guy?
Yeah, Cammy's dad.
Oh.
Yeah, Cammy's dad. And it's a big twist in the book because the book kind of is going on all of a sudden. You know, Trick and Cammy are on the same ranch, but the question is, why are they on the same ranch? And you can tell that the father is not real happy with Trick and Cammy. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, well, that's a dad and his daughter, and I get that. And he's a big dude, and he probably knows what he's thinking about because I'm a man too, and I know what I was thinking about when I was his age. But there is a huge twist as to why Trick is on the ranch right now. And I'm not going to tell you because you need to pick up the Wild Ones. You need to read yourself. But there's a reason that he's there, and the father knows the reason that he's there. And so it did not play out well for most of the book. Yeah.
What do you think would be a good subtitle for the book?
Bow Chicka Wow Wow?
Today, tomorrow, the day after, let's do it. Yeah, sure. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Oh my goodness. That's awesome. Okay, I think
so. Well, thank you for participating in Page Turners and coming in with this particularly spicy novel. There is one thing we always ask people when they review a romance novel on this show. On a scale of 0 to 5, what was your habanero level?
It was at least 5. At now least maybe it 5? Was the, maybe it was the wine. And maybe it was the rainy weekend. I don't know. But I'm going to guess it's the book.
It's the book. Okay.
I highly recommend The Wild Ones, no matter what you like reading.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.